All right. It is a human podcast, you dumb motherfuckers. Welcome to hell. I mean, you're born into it, but I was molded by it. And that's why molded I started this. Molded by the hell. That's why I started this shitty podcast. But you're here. So I have been busy as fuck all week. I've been moving everything out of this goddamn. It's like every time I look around, there's like more shit. I'm like, let's see what's behind door number one. Oh my God, so much goddamn shit.
And I thought you guys should have gone room by room.
Okay, I have severe ADHD. It is so goddamn bad.
You go to the doctor and get medicine for it, you know.
And then I can't drive a truck. And then I'm no longer Alex the truck.
Yeah. You can't drive a truck on Adderall?
No.
What?
You cannot drive a truck on Adderall.
That's bullshit.
Yep. Yeah, well, it's the law. You're not allowed to have controlled substances while operating a motor vehicle. That's, you know, normally you'll see that. Do not operate heavy machinery or motor vehicles while taking this drug. Well, that fucking counts out a job board. That's all I do. So it's like, oh yeah, just have some scatterbrained asshole behind the wheel and hope for the best. Yeah, but it's kind of better than giving me meth.
Maybe.
I mean, I've never looked into it because I don't really give a shit that much.
Okay, there is stimulant medications you can take. According to this website, it's not listing them, so you have to go like talk to a doctor to find that out.
Yeah, no, I just.
You can come see my psychiatrist. She's great. I love her.
I'd rather just not, you know, have to go through a whole bunch of horse shit. Because if you can't bend your fingers enough, then they'll say, go suck a dick. You can't drive a truck. If you're missing fingers. So, like, when I came in, like, after, like, the motorcycle accident, and, like, you know, they saw my finger, and they're like, ooh, what is that? Ooh, they're really interested, you know, to see if they could disqualify me from driving a truck. I'm like, no, motherfucker, fuck you. I was in a truck, like, the next day.
Yeah, your boss was a piece of shit.
Oh, no. My God.
Like, you know, I kind of gave him, like, a heads up. I'm calling in Monday. Because I let me see what I texted him. The exact fucking words.
Are you really set on that country boy accent?
On the country boy accent?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. You're such a bitch. Country boy accent?
What else is that?
You see here, I could get a deeper voice of the country boy. I says, do you think it is possible for me to call in on sick on Monday?
I'd be like, I need to call in sick on Monday. Or just be legit, like, we're trying to move a fucking house and we just need as much time as possible.
I'm just sending him that little hinterooski there, little brewski that I'm not coming in on Monday. You know, just a, hey, heads up. Ooh, I might be sick. I might have the stomach flu or something vicious going on.
What's a brewski?
Like a brewski.
Oh, what's that?
Like a beer.
Oh, so I'm having a brewski?
You're having a brewski. Look at you.
Fuck yeah.
Having a brewski. look at that. Like Courtney's dilly-dallying with all her Zoom thingy-majiggies.
Oh, that's a nice background.
Yeah, she's in like Edo-era Japan, and there's going to be samurai ninjas coming to slice her on down.
Oh my gosh.
I thought it was Edo. Am I wrong?
Edo. It would be.
I don't know. It could quite honestly Edo. Be anywhere.
Ha ha.
Yeah, no, it is Edo. Not Edo.
So really? Fucking smart.
Yeah, that's how you pronounce it, Edo.
You.
Because you have to, like, think about, you know, it's like, okay, how would they say it? And that's the easiest part of Japanese. I swear to God, the easiest part. But, yeah, when fucking, you know, you go down, it's like, Bon Gohan is like fucking dinner. It's like, what the fuck, you assholes? It's like, everything is just rice? Because Gohan is rice.
Yes, everything is rice.
Everything is rice.
Mm-hmm.
It's their bread.
And then, like, you learn, like, what they're saying in all the hentais, and I'm like, oh, no. Oh, no, 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 no. I can never watch that ever again.
You could narrate for me?
Only hentais.
But you could narrate for me?
Vaguely.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know.
I'm assuming it's way different than the subtitles.
Yeah, oh, my God. It is so incredibly different than the subtitles.
Really?
It is, like, they loosely translate it and make it sound as best they can in English.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's... I mean, there's not a whole lot of words over there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, whereas in the English language, we have so many.
We literally make words. Like, yeet wasn't a word before vines. Okay, and now everyone says it.
Now fucking High Point makes a yeet cannon. Don't buy it. It's garbage, but...
Mm-hmm.
Yeet.
Yeah, no, it's the High Point, just, you know, fucking piece of shit 9mm that they have. And it is notoriously known for being bad. But Demolition Ranch, like, did a video with a bunch of yeet cannons. And, like, they had to try really fucking hard to break them. I'm like, God damn it. Just run it normal.
Mm-hmm.
I like how, like, the girls are like, I have no fucking idea what demolition, what is it?
Okay,
gun?
So I'm just imagining, like, a cannon from, like, Bugs Bunny that shoots out a flag that says yeet. Okay, that's where I'm at.
Okay, imagine Lego made a gun.
Okay, I'm still here for it.
And it did not work well.
Duh, it's made out of Legos.
And it was just big and bulky and, you know, sucked.
So it didn't shoot flags that said yeet?
No, shot 9mm.
So did anything make the yeet noise on it?
Nope. It just was called a yeet cannon. It sucked.
I'm so disappointed. I really liked my caricaturism.
Yeah, it just goes yeet, yeet, and, like, just shoots out flags at people.
Well, I want the gun to make the yeet noise.
Yeah. This bitch empty. Yeet.
Yeet.
Every single time you shoot it.
The cartridge is empty.
It's like, this bitch. And it's like it just shoots the cartridge out of him. The magazine's like, take that.
Oh my goodness.
And we just give that to the terrorists and we win every fucking time because, like, the best it can shoot out is, like, Nerf bullets.
Oh my God. I'm so mad. I don't know why we don't destroy our equipment that we have over there.
Okay, these are people that have a snake alphabet and we're worried about them? Well, like, why? Do you think they can shoot over the ocean at us? Like, fuck them. Let them be. Let them take over and be like, okay, guess what? Now you're the new government. And just bomb them.
Oh, my God.
I was looking at news earlier to see, like, what I could, like, figure out. Live update. Get the fuck out of here, you dickhead. You fucking baby-faced dickhead. Get out of here. I don't want to see your ad.
What the fuck is wrong with his nose?
I don't know. His lack of beard... It upset me. Even though his beard was better than mine. You. It upset me.
Mm-hmm. This is true.
Specific credible threat. Live updates. U.S. Embassy in Afghanistan issues dire warnings to Americans currently at Kabul Airport. Yeah, get the fuck out of that airport, you assholes. Maybe you shouldn't have gone to fucking some godless country.
Okay, so my problem is America should never stepped in. And if they're stepping out, the EU should come. Or no,
UN?
Yeah, the UN should come in and help out. Like, as America, we have absolutely no business trying to fucking run a country. We can't even fucking run our own.
Like, I would love it if the EU came in back. Hello, how you doing? We got tea and crumpets here for you.
The UN.
I know, but you said EU, the European Union.
I know, that's why I had to pause and correct myself.
Yeah, you wanted the United Nations.
That's what I wanted.
I don't think America is a part of the United Nations.
So,
well, quite honestly, we were the ones that fucked them over in the first place.
Yes, we were.
Because we gave the Taliban weapons to get in power.
Yeah, all you have to do is record one of these Taliban people saying the N-word, and then these fucking woke motherfuckers will come out of the woodworks and be like, guess what? You're Taliban. And just kick them off the internet. And it's like, oh, we cannot get our head cutting off videos.
I'm so mad at what you just said.
We cannot upload them to YouTube anymore. Ah, this sucks. We have been banned. Taliban. From the internet.
Oh gosh, that's actually pretty funny. I like that joke.
But that's all you have to do. Just make them feel guilty.
I don't think they feel guilty.
Oh yeah, they do. Like you know, anytime they do something gay, just
has anyone ever felt guilty for killing Jews?
Yeah.
Who?
Like the Jewish Nazis.
Okay, well, that's their own fucked up ism. Okay, I'm not counting Jews in my question. They are more than welcome to kill themselves. Everyone's welcome to kill themselves. Okay.
I mean, oh my god.
I mean, I'm sure like anybody that accidentally killed a Jew, yeah, they might have felt guilty. Like Catholics feel guilt all the time. It's like they're fuck. That's how they come. It's like, Mom, tell me I'm doing something wrong. Son, you're doing horrible. You know, you're not married. You're a piece of shit. Oh, that did it for me, Mom. Thanks. I came. I'm going to go. I'm talking to you. I love you, Mom.
Oh, God. Ugh.
I know. I did like a nasally Jew voice. A nebbishy Jew. What are you looking up?
I'm looking to see if you can be a Jewish Catholic, but you actually have to convert from Judaism to Catholicism.
From Judaism?
Okay, I'm sorry. Is there another
Judaism?
Word? Judaism.
Oh. Okay, thank you. Courtney, I'm so impressed with you right now.
What?
Okay, how, I always get confused because I... Oh my god. I always forget it's a long A and then I get confused. Because my dad always said Judaism.
Yeah, you can say Judaism, but
which is terrible.
Yeah,
you know, but it's so it can like rhyme with like Judaism.
My dad sent like he went on like a spiritual trip to Israel and he came back a drunkard.
Yeah, I mean he went. You know, we just need to send all the Jews back to Jerusalem.
Well, that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to return to their own homeland.
Well, let's just give it to them. Be like, here you go. Here's Jerusalem. You know, if you have like the fucking long curly fucking things coming out your hair, you get to go. If you're really good with money, you stay here and you work at our banks. But if you can't touch lights on the Sabbath, get the fuck out of here. Yeah, there's Jews that can't touch any electricity.
Yeah, I know precisely what you're talking about. No, seriously, one of my new coworkers is Jewish, and I'm learning way too much about Judaism. I am, like, so uncomfortable.
Yeah, they can't touch electricity. They can't turn on a light or off a light.
It's like the fucking... What are the people who, like, still ride horses and shit?
Amish.
Thank you.
But they don't have lights to turn on or off. And honestly, every time I've met an Amish person, we have a lot over where I deliver.
Yeah, Amish people are everywhere.
They are the nicest people.
Well, yeah, they have to be.
They are.
Well, no, they don't have to be anything. But, you know, I give big ups to the Amish because they do, you know, give you, you know, the time to go out and experience the world. Here's everything. Mm-hmm. Here's an overload of everything that you can possibly.
There's literally a TV show about it on, like, fucking MTV.
My big Amish world. I'm going to go out into the big it's Amish world up. With my big Amish penis, and oh my god, I'm going to have a great time.
Isn't there like another Amish community, but it's a little more westernized?
Yeah, I mean, not all, like, I've seen Amish people in a truck. Yeah, you know, like, they don't have to, like, just stay in horses. Like, they can bend the rules, but, you know, they have, like, their Puritan lifestyle.
Oh, Mennonites, that's what I'm thinking about.
You know, with the hats?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, usually you
oh
just
my God,
see
them. Even the horse is wearing a hat.
Yeah, you usually just see them walking everywhere, riding a horse, and, you know, they don't start no trouble. They don't do anything crazy. Oh my God. Honestly, I say good job, guys. I don't hate you. And, you know, whereas, you know, Jehovah's Witnesses would go, hey, have you heard about the good news of the Lord? You know, like the fucking Amish.
That's
like,
the LSD or no.
LDS, but Latter-day Saints, it's Mormons.
Oh, they are Mormons? I thought they were two different things.
Yeah, LDS is Mormons.
Oh.
The Latter-day Saints, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Religion's fucked up.
Yeah, that's why I don't partake. My mom made me fucking go to the Catholic Church for fucking ever, and it was really fucking boring. You know, and I'd sit on the pews and, like, rest my butt against, like, the fucking, you know, bench. And, like, my mom would catch me every fucking time.
That's what moms do.
I'm like, why aren't you paying attention to Jesus? Look at him. He's nailed up there on the board. Like, go pay attention to him and pray to him. Don't worry about me and my ass. Worry about that. And then, like, anytime, like, I was, like, mumbling along with the words because I didn't want to fucking sing. Are you goddamn kidding me? My mom would, like, elbow me. She'd like, break three ribs. I'm like, sing, goddammit. I mean, my Lord is great and shit. I'm like, ugh.
I really tried to hold on to my faith, and then I faced such a monstrosity that I could not accept the God that allowed that to happen. So now I have no faith.
I mean, I like to just think that I'm God. What if, like, imagine this. Imagine if everyone is their own God and can shape the world the way they want to. But
that's manifestation, and it works.
It works exactly like you want it to.
Yeah.
If you want to go on a date with a girl, you know, change everything about yourself and trick her and lie to her and then go out on a date with that girl.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Welcome to the real world, Courtney. Don't listen to men. Don't let them come inside you. Just, you know, make them wear condoms every time.
Don't let them come inside you without birth control. And quite honestly, make him use a condom for a while so he understands how fucking shitty it is. Like, make him pay for your fucking birth control if your insurance is a dick and doesn't cover it anymore.
What you do is you know, pull off the condom, like right when, like, the flame is starting to, like, die out. And boom, it'll fucking ignite that shit back into an inferno. Just like, oh, fucking going me raw. And it's like, oh, my God, I love you. Marry me. And he, like, throws, like, $1 million at you.
That's basically what's happened.
Yeah, I mean, that's all you have to do.
Give it up.
Or just, you know, become like a porn star.
Oh, did you see that OnlyFans is no longer going to be taking porn off their website?
Oh, they reversed that?
They reversed it.
They reversed that.
Yeah, they probably faced so much goddamn backlash. Like, all these single mothers, like, how am I supposed to take care of my 12 kids?
Yeah, and buy cocaine.
Hell yes. I did not see that, but that is amazing news that I'm surprised my wife brought up to me.
What do you think women talk about when we're at work and it's just women?
No idea, but, like, I didn't...
We talk about everything.
But, like, yeah,
There's nothing we don't talk about.
Like, I honestly don't even have OnlyFans.
I thought you did for your, one, like...
I did for my comedy fucking people, but then they stopped fucking doing their OnlyFans because they don't give a shit. Because OnlyFans realize that, yes, they will fucking go out of business. They will go down faster than MySpace.
Yeah. No, it's hilarious.
They're like, oh, we won't have any money? And it's like, you know, like, they could probably, you know, put some restrictions on it. Be like, yeah, don't, you know, fuck with, like, a child in the background or don't fuck children. You know, like, obvious illegal shit don't do. And that goes against the terms of service. But if you want to get fucked in the privacy of your home in front of a camera and then put it out on the internet for $10 a month, go for it. Make your money, girl.
$10 is $10.
Dude, like, if people would
pay
me...
three In-N-Out burgers.
If people would pay me, I'd send them pictures of, like, my feet. I'd be like...
That's a thing.
It is. But my feet are not beautiful. My, you know, they're like...
Babe, I love you and your feet are ugly as shit.
Yeah, like, people would...
They're like hobbit feet, but, like, not in a sexy way.
People would see my feet
like... You have more hair on your feet than you do on your face.
Oh, no. No, I have more hair on my
ass. That's actually pretty funny.
I have more hair on my ass than I do on my face. That's a damn fact.
You got some Chewbacca back there.
It is fucking straight Jumanji on my ass.
What's the difference?
Like, Jumanji's like a wild jungle.
Chewbacca's thicker, though.
It's bad. I'm like, Mom, like, obviously this hairy ass did not come from you, so why are you fucking these men with hairy asses? Like, dude, like, did you grab it and, like, you know, just you're like, oh, it's so thick, and just, like, you know, kind of, like, pull it apart and be like, yeah, I can, like, get in there. Like, climb up on it. Use a strap on.
Strong to hang on to.
Like, you know, normal women, like, grab onto the back of their man's hair, and she, like, grabs on, like, butt hair, and she's like, oh, yeah, let's do it. I mean.
My arms are too short to touch your butt when we're fucking.
Good.
It's like, I've never had the opportunity.
To, like, you just, like, my wife desperately wants to get her fingers in my asshole.
No, I don't. That's disgusting.
Just, like.
No, I'm just saying I can't, like, reach it to grab on. Like, pull.
No, like, every time I bend over, butt ass naked, or even just, like, with my pants a little bit low. Yeah. She just goes, like, fucking, you know, she's like the missile in the fucking Death Star.
Okay, I'm not the only wife who does this. The internet has confirmed other women do it. You are not suffering alone.
Yeah, but I'm the only one putting it out on a podcast that this is what happens to me.
Other women do it to their husbands.
Yeah. You women are horrible. Don't do it to us.
I am not a pioneer. I'm a follower.
No, you fucking just start doing it out of the blue. And I'm like, God damn it. No.
When did I first start doing that? Like, this has been a few years now, hasn't it?
Wait, what?
She, like, so I'll be like bent over, like getting out of the shower, or getting in the shower, or like doing something, and just like bend over for like a half a second, just like, you know, pick something up off the ground. You know, and I'll be like butt ass naked, and she'll just go whew, like it's a fucking exhaust vent in the Death Star, and she's like, you know, like in her fingers a missile, and she like goes right for the fucking button every time. And so like I like I'm glad that I have a fucking hairy ass, because my hairy ass follicles are like whoa 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 whoa, and I'm like whoa, and I like fucking clench up like fucking tighter than a dolphin's butthole, and it's, you know, I'm like boom, you know, break her finger just with like my ass muscles, like no.
Okay, so I used to do it just because I like the way you screamed, but now when you walk by me sometimes you like automatically cover your butt with a hand, and that's like even more satisfying
because I don't trust you.
I know, I'm a threat.
I don't do it to you.
I'm intimidating,
but yet you do it to me.
You have way more opportunities to do it to me, considering how often I do not wear clothes.
Yeah, but then you just, you know, moan and like back into it. And I'm like, okay.
Well, duh.
And then it's like, you know, then I have to like get to work. I'm like, all right. Mm-hmm. Like, let's get this rolling. here we go.
It's so exhausting for you.
Yeah, sometimes it is. Like, fuck, like last week. Like, right when, like, we got... Because now we're sleeping on an air mattress. We're sleeping on an air mattress until we get the fuck out of this place. We have, like, Monday. Monday's, like, the last day. And then I have a hotel booked for Monday. So, Monday at, like, 3, I'm going to go check into the hotel. And we're going to be good. But, yeah, I mean... We're like on a fucking air mattress.
Yeah.
And, you know, she's just like, I want to fuck. I'm like, it's 8 o'clock.
No. You wouldn't stop fucking teasing me. And I got too fucking aroused. Okay. This was entirely your fault. I was trying to let you go to sleep, but your fingers would not stop wandering. Okay.
No, like I'm like I'm.
No, si- you started it. You I so fucking started it.
No, I am facing away from her, and she's like reaching over, like, what's here? Let's explore the fucking mountains.
I'm sorry,
and
who
valleys.
In relationship is a sexomniac? Because it's not me. Okay, you started it.
No, I didn't start shit.
You start so much shit.
And then she's like, you know, I'm like. And like in those moments, I want my dick to come fast.
Yeah.
That's it. That I'm like, please just come fast. And my dick's like, what? What? Now you want fast jizz. Now we're not going to give it to you. Now it's going to be a 30-minute fuck sesh. Mm, fuck you.
It was nice, though.
So. I'm like, no, dick, just jizz. I didn't fuck you and wank your stupid little weenie all fucking week. Just go stupid and retarded in her. It's like, nah. I'm going to take my sweet time. Time to put on some R&B, rhythm and blues.
I like R&B. It's not EDM, but I'm there for it.
And it's like just slow fucking. It's like,
although, do I like bossa nova more?
Whatever.
I like bossa nova more.
But I have found something on the internet that I can't believe I didn't find earlier. It is a category of porn that I told my wife about last week, and I'm sure she's already forgotten.
Probs, tell me again.
But it's JOI videos.
Okay, no, you've said that acronym 3 times and never once explained it to me.
Okay, so JOI videos, let me pull it up on our...
Like Jays and Widows? That's the first thing that's come to mind.
Optimize for video. Share that, motherfucker. So, JOI porn. And it's just these women doing one-way phone sex on video. So, you know, like just some fucking chick. You spit
into your hand. Oh, wait, so what is J?
Like this girl right here. Yeah, slide
in away. What the fuck is wrong with her nipples?
They're fake!
Let's see.
I like how... No, number one, this fucking jerkmate is free in Stranger Things font bothers me deeply. It is the one... Like, I noticed this before. Any of these fucking jerkmates.
It's eye-catching.
It is. I'm like, Stranger Things? Oh my god. Is it the new season on Pornhub? Hell yeah. Nope. So, it's just some fucking chick laying down on a bed.
fuck girls who can wear balconettes.
But yeah, I mean.
I know, right?
So fucking uncool. They're so fucking cute. Man, I just don't know if I'm a belly button piercing or not.
Yeah, I mean, that hurts right there. That belly button piercing hurts. But yeah, you know, she'll like slowly get naked and like start like play with her tits and like rub her pussy and be like, you know, like do it, you know, and jerk off your stupid little dick.
Like she's not even taking her panties off?
I don't think she takes her panties. She better take her fucking panties.
Nope, they're still on.
On to the end of the video. What a dumb bitch.
I don't think her boobs are fake.
No, her boobs,
yeah, they're not fake.
Yeah, they look pretty real.
Yeah. They got a decent sag to them.
No, surprisingly, boobs, like, fake boobs do sag.
Well, yeah, I know, but it's like a flat sag. It's not like a fucking roll sag. There's a difference.
No.
Why are you saying hi?
Like when they get older. Do you like my
dress? No, I don't like your dress. It's fucking horrible.
I liked her dress. I don't like the color.
Jesus Christ.
Think like, how cute like, I would be in that. Like,
no. No one, like, literally, I'm sure most men fucking just...
She's wearing a jumper.
Kind of like go like this and be like... You can kind of see my nipples through it. Yeah, we can't see your nipples at all. You crazy bitch.
When they're hard, you can really, really, really see them.
When your fucking dress is off... We can really, they're not even hard. Oh you my God. Dumb retard.
And they face outwards.
Such a nice handful. Ugh. 2 handfuls. Full.
Like these girls are not confident in what they're doing.
Can you hold my whole boob in one hand?
Okay. Probably.
Oh, okay, you do have big hands. I like how the subtitles. Subtitles.
Grab your deck and stroke.
Faster.
Why is she making the motion? She doesn't even know how to make the motion. Yeah. That's not the right motion, right?
Yeah, like the fucking subtitles are like covering up her pussy.
You can do it really fast. I know you can.
What is the whole bite the lip thing?
Faster.
Like, what is that, like, sexy? In your eye?
No, like no, her just no. Staring into the camera is like
it's creepy.
Creeping me the fuck out. Yeah, no, I don't.
No hands.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, like they'll just be like, okay, you can't touch your dick. Okay, jerk off fast. Okay, hands off.
Butts look like ball sacks.
These ones?
Yeah.
It's probably. Oh,
no. Yeah, okay. You saw the ball sack, right?
Olá, meus safadinhos. Hoje eu quero vocês batendo um peito bem gostoso.
Why is the girl wearing a shirt that says Pornhub?
Because we're on Pornhub!
But like. Does she get paid to do that?
Yes.
Okay, good. So all she's these, making money.
See these blue check marks on every fucking video now? Yeah, all these women. You know, ASMR, come for me.
Ooh. Now it's in Star Wars print.
What the fuck is this thing?
I know, I was wondering the same thing.
I want that.
Okay, well, click on it.
Adam and Eve, what do you got for me? Holy shit.
Ooh.
How much is it? $47.
That's it?
It is, like, I don't trust this site, but...
Are you having trouble falling asleep?
No, not really. I have to move after this.
Sorry.
Voices are not ASMR. They're the opposite of ASMR.
I'm pretty sure I know exactly what we're...
She has a fucking Twitch. Yeah, your fake laugh doesn't help.
Yeah, it's no problem, really.
Oh my god, you're fucking so slow.
Yeah. Okay, like, is it literally just going to be her talking? Because if so, I'm going to be so disappointed.
She better pull out your fucking tits out.
Okay, no, I expected to at least hear some fapping noises.
There you go.
I know it's hard holding it in.
Do you not have areolas, bitch? Like, what the fuck is going on?
Ah, they're like...
Please don't stop.
Although, I feel like mine look awfully big, though.
Now you can go fast.
Okay, I'm still really fascinated by the toy over there. I just love watching
the video.
Like,
when the ad is better than the video, it's like, oh, no. Yeah, I'm like looking
her
at jerky.
Is so annoying.
Yeah, I'm like, you know, but it's trying to be ASMR.
Like, I expect like a vibrator sound to like just like actual sex noises, not some dumb broad talking.
Fucking explode for me, please.
Fucking explode for me, please.
Ew.
Yes.
Her like eyelashes are on, like, her eyelashes aren't even.
Yeah, like
okay. I'm over it, guys. Let's look at something else.
Oh, here's a chick just like actually sucking a dick. Wow.
It's like
thank God.
Hey, you.
I hate the like computerized ones because they're fucking creepy.
Come in 40 seconds.
Like, what the fuck is happening?
I'm gonna come in 40 seconds.
Play now.
Like, what's happening to her butt? Like, what the fuck? Like. But, like, you see how it's wrong, right? Because, wait, does my butt move like that when we're fucking?
This video is currently unavailable for this stuff.
It happened.
But it's still got the sex toy.
It's got a different video now.
I know. Although.
I love how it has, like, the Adam and Eve kind of, like, logo, but it's not Adam and Eve.
Oh, it wasn't?
No, it's. Oh, let's see what the fucking, yeah, most viewed. Oh, there's just like dudes. Top earners. Let's see who the top earner chick is. Scarlet Bloom. What do you got, bitch? Some threesome, you know, Valentine's Day. Ugh.
Why aren't porn star stage names more creative?
Here's a Pornhub video. There better be tits in here.
Oh, hell no. Oh, no. Canada, I hate you right now.
What the fuck?
Should we redo the intro?
Yeah.
Oh, girl!
Okay, so this is just
bloopers. Hey guys, it's Lydia.
No, it's literally American porn stars try Canadian snacks. It's these fucking YouTube videos But like none of like they're not even showing cleavage that much. Like she's showing the most cleavage, and you know, she's like, you know, the worst of all of them. I'm not gonna sugarcoat it.
No, the second girl was the worst.
You can become fan. You get exclusive paid videos.
Wait, it's like OnlyFans.
That's what you need to. This is what you bitches need to start doing. Go to fucking Pornhub, and you know, have these retards, you know, send tips and become fans on Pornhub. Just create your fucking channel, get verified. Yeah, they'll know who you are, but fuck it.
No, you just create your own stage name.
You can fuck now? Oh, I wonder what that will lead me to. Categories. Let's see what you got. Yeah, hentai, lesbian.
No.
What?
Translate.
Translate the hentai?
Translate it!
Okay, let's see what we got.
My God.
Yeah, no, Courtney's like, well, this is what I was watching anyway, so now we can go down. I fucking hate like the 3D fucking hentai. I'm like,
they're fucking weird.
Only some of them do I like.
Yeah, you have to like find a good one. You have to like go through and be like,
yeah, this is why Pornhub's shitty.
I edge myself for 7 days and finally come on VR chat. Is this what VR chat has? Holy shit! Wow, this is what I need to download VR chat now. Holy shit.
What's VR chat?
You have it on your Oculus Quest. You can probably do this. Jesus Christ, just come already.
That's the beauty. We can do it multiple times.
Yeah, I mean, like, they have full body trackers on.
So wait, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you have your hands, you have, like, a belt, and then one for each of your feet, and then you have your helmet.
Wait, seriously?
Yeah. Trust me, I've already looked into it. I'm like, oh, that'd be so much fun to just, you know, have full body tracking and then, you know, never use it.
Oh my God.
Well, I'll translate that video. It was, I came.
Oh my God.
That's I'm good at that. Yeah, I feel like, you know, they have to just get like the 3D videos because like official hentai is like illegal because it's copywritten.
Yep.
Yeah.
Gotta crack down on that shit.
Yeah, it's all fucking 3D shit and it's all gross. Fucking garbage. Yep, garbage. Yeah, that's why you don't go to fucking Pornhub for any of this dumbass bullshit.
No. Nope. Much better sites.
I'm like my number one site is just XNXX. You never go to Pornhub. Pornhub is garbage.
It just shows up on your first search.
Yeah, I mean, they put in the money, they put in the time, and then they fucked it all up. Because like, I wonder what these retards want. It's like, you knew what we wanted, but you decided to fuck it all up. So, eat a dick.
Literally.
So what have you been up to, Courtney?
Oh, God. Do you really want to know?
Oh, yes. Now I do. Oh, God. You know, just it's like, it's got to be good. Or it's a really boring story. So,
like, they found a church that nearby, so we went to church today.
Oh my God, because it's Sunday. No, wait, it's Saturday.
Yeah, Saturday Seventh Day Adventist.
Oh. That's a dangerous road to start.
So it's every day you have to go to church?
No, you do church on Saturday.
Saturday.
Because it's the last day of the week, and the first day of the week is Sunday. Because God rests on the seventh day. He did shit on the first day.
Yeah.
It seems like a really, like, churches seem as boring, but, you know, you have
a... playing on my phone the whole time.
Good. Build that wall.
Just like, looking at porn, and, like, the deacon comes by, and it's like, nice, nice.
Nice.
You know, you're like, you know, just changing out, like, you know, hentais that you watch. It's like, yo, check this one out. It's like, check out Boku no Piku.
I don't think I could do that.
Oh, you'd be surprised how many of these...
pull up some nun porn.
You'd be surprised how many of these church people are freaks.
Well, yeah.
Oh my god.
They have to pretend they're nice.
The church peoples are freaks.
I am not religious in any way, shape, or form.
You used to be.
I know, and I left that faith. I really tried to hang on to it, but I couldn't.
So. Luckily, you had friends like Courtney and Georgia that kind of like pulled you out of it.
I wasn't really.
Yeah, I don't know about Georgia though. I wonder if she's still.
She's probably in her like fifth kid, and she's like, okay,
well, actually,
I can.
She does have five kids because she has her twins. Then the dude she married had his two kids, and they had a kid together. So...
Oh my god! I was making a facetious number.
What happens? You know what happens? So when she first got pregnant, she ended up having a miscarriage.
Miscarrying.
Miscarrying. And she ended up getting baby fever and wanted another kid.
Yeah.
I just don't understand.
No, hormones are weird.
I've seen babies. I'm like, okay, the baby's cute. And that's it. That's where it ends. I'm not like, I want one. I've never been, you know, like, oh, man, you know, look at my wife, like, we should have a baby.
Fuck you.
Yeah, no, babies are stupid and the worst. But, you know, they're necessary to fucking continue polluting the earth.
Ew.
Yeah, I'm like, you know, my mom, you know, she had three. Now I have to, like, kind of counteract that and have zero.
Duh.
So it's like, boom. I done did my part.
The baby boomer actually never stopped happening. Like, every single year there were more births. 2019 was the first year to have less birth rates than the year before.
Yeah, because people enjoy fucking without condoms.
Yes, the whole baby boomer year thing is a fucking lie.
IUDs and birth control. And know how to use it.
I'm like, sorry, there should be birth control for men.
There is. It just doesn't work.
Have you done any research?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, quite honestly, if there are IUDs, there should be the exact same thing for a guy.
Yes, there is. My dad did it. I have a whole bit about it. About my dad's vasectomy. It's not reversible.
No, there should be a reversible method, like, so the IUD, like, it stops, and then your chances of pregnancy are very low, but you can get that removed and go on to have a child if you want to.
No, like, what you should do, if you have fucked up genes or you look ugly, you should immediately get a vasectomy, like, at birth. Like, they should look at your dad and be like, ugh, and vasectomy your ass. You won't even remember
it. If you came with a vasectomy, that would have been amazing.
Yeah, no, it would have been dope.
I would have never had to go on birth control.
You know, like, they cut off the tip of my penis. That is genital mutilation.
It is. It 100% is. I think it's super fucked up that no one talks about that. It is 100% genital mutilation.
But I enjoyed it, so, you know. Would you rather me have, like, a little bag over the tip of my dick?
As long as you kept it clean.
Little anteater nose, little elf nose.
An elf?
Alien life form, Alf. Oh. Do you not know who Alf is?
No. Is that the really long neck, big face that rode over the moon in the bicycle?
No.
Okay. The fuck is that?
Alf.
The fuck is that?
Alien life form, Alf.
I am so uncomfortable. Ew.
Courtney, do you know who Alf is?
Elf?
Elf.
So, like, give me a hint.
Okay, I'm just going to fucking pull it up. It's going to be on our fucking goddamn podcast right now. Boom.
Okay.
Share. The best of Elf.
Oh.
The gas is on.
What?
I forgot to light the oven. Oh, well. Better late than never.
Oh, God.
He has a cat? I hope the cat's okay.
The cat's okay, yes.
All right, that's all I care about.
Yeah, the cat's okay.
Elf's not okay.
Well, I guess we'll have to order in.
Elf wanted it.
It's for a friend.
Well, we'll be back in a couple of hours. Now, don't get into any trouble.
Don't worry about Willie. I'll keep an eye on him.
I was talking to you.
I know. I was being playful.
Hello? The Who-meister? Oh, yeah. Sure, just a minute. Hang on. It's for you.
It must be Jody. Hello? Hey, Jodemeister! What's happening? I saw that, Willie. Unemployment. If you're elected, will my brother find a job?
Under my fiscal policy, I think he stands a very good chance.
Shows what you know, Daphne! I don't even have a brother! How often do you...
But yeah, that's out. And it was a whole fucking show.
Finish that one.
Make promises I want to know. Keep.
Never.
But you just did. You're a liar. Liar, liar, pants on fire. Would you vote for a liar?
No.
But yeah, that.
Oh my God.
Oh, such a good show. Like, I can't believe none of y'all knew who Alf was. But yeah, Alf is like. His nose is like an uncircumcised penis.
I know what an uncircumcised penis looks like.
Yeah, I know. But I don't. I have a circumcised penis. Okay. Because my mom was Jewish enough.
Okay, quite honestly, it's actually a thing beyond Judaism here in America. It's like currency, like a cult thingy. However...
It's, you know,
I wouldn't care what your dick looked like. All that cared to me was size and how straight it is. And you excel in both of those fields. So I don't care what it looks like.
You're like, okay, come on, more than it's like a white elephant gift exchange. Like, you know, okay, show me yours. Okay. Yeah. Fucking pussy. Hell yes. It's like, oh, fuck, I didn't bring a big enough present. It's like, you know, you're unwrapping, like, the pants, and you're, like, pulling it out. It's like, oh, hopefully it's big enough. And you just see the disappointment in her eyes, just like, fuck. We're way past the point of, like, me saying no.
Aw, at least she put in one for the team.
I mean, yes. She's jumping on this fucking hand grenade. Just so she doesn't make this guy feel bad. Here's the thing, ladies. Make him feel bad. Make him know that he has a tiny ass little dick.
I'm sure he knows he has a tiny dick.
Make him feel embarrassed about it.
I'm pretty sure they do feel embarrassed about it.
Especially if he's some cocky motherfucker you saw at the bar. It's like, oh my God, this guy's attitude. He definitely has a big dick. And then go back to that same bar and tell everyone he has a tiny dick. Just go through and back. Yo, Joey over there, tiny little fucking prickadillo. Holy shit. Like,
I feel sorry for guys with tiny dicks.
Why? I mean, I appreciate the sympathy, but...
What if they're this size?
Oh, there's people that are just like the tip of your fucking, you know. Yeah. Let's go look at micropenises, shall we?
Oh my God.
Yeah.
They are disturbing. Why are you doing this on my Gmail account?
I'm on mine.
No, it's pink.
It's mine.
It's then why are you my screen color? Fucking put your mouse on that.
Alex the truck.
Why is it pink?
Because it's fucking some Japanese bullshit.
Because I have mine deliberately set to be pink. I really didn't want to see the pigs in blankets.
Oh my god.
Come on. Give me better micro penises than this. Who the fuck is texting me? Oh, nobody is. It's just an email.
So in like that image, his dick's smaller than his balls.
Micro penises be like. It's like a pair of scissors, and like the scissor tip is like, you know, tiny, but the handle is big.
Oh my god.
Why is. Okay, that's amazing.
But yeah, like look
fucking
at.
Hitler's coming up under micro penis search.
Look at I love this. It. Fucking little 1-inch fucking, you know, wangadoo.
Did you know Napoleon was actually a really tall guy? It was just propaganda against him.
Yeah, we know.
I don't want to see that.
Look at his tiny little micro
penis. It's disgusting. I feel bad for him, but that's disgusting. You know, one day they'll make dick extensions, right?
They already do.
Okay, but ones that like legit work?
They already do.
I suppose. Okay, seriously, that's like the third picture of Hitler.
Yeah, but micro penises, yeah, they get really fucking. Sometimes they just don't have time to develop. It's like, Mom, why did you have me early? My penis was developing. It was
no,
gonna
it's
be
just
a,
genetics.
It's gonna be a massive fucking hog.
Your genetics are not always kind to you.
I was gonna have a massive fucking dinger, and you fucked it up, you bitch.
I'm sorry.
I think
your
it's
dad
funny how there's
that.
Really no like pictures
of my. I'm sure
there was a few. They were disturbing.
Oh my god.
Let's see.
No. Oh.
Okay. Here. I
Why are the majority of them not circumcised?
Hey,
because
show
too small?
It to me.
I'm pulling it up. Don't you worry. There we go.
Ew.
Oh my god.
Ew. No.
Oh.
Raw chicken.
Oh.
Ew. It's not eat. Ew. Now, okay, that makes it look really silly. Why are his balls shaved?
Just to make his penis look bigger.
It didn't work.
Oh my gosh. Some of these look photoshopped, though.
That is definitely not photoshopped. That's a little fucking.
I mean, like.
No.
Look at that shine on that black dick.
Ew.
I know. I saw that. I'm like, really?
Oh my god.
Oh my god. It looks like a fucking.
He has a good load for that tiny little penis.
It looks like a hot dog. Oh, I thought that was
a
woman.
Oh my god.
It is a woman. It's a trans.
Nice tits.
Really nice tits, actually.
Yeah. Straight up bomb. That's a penny.
It's a penny on his penis.
Oh, no. It's a penny.
Oh, my God. That's actually, like, really sad.
I know, right?
Ugh.
Ew. Dicks are disgusting.
Yeah, but they're worse because they're tiny.
No.
Jesus Christ. That guy has reasons to be proud. Oh my god, he's gonna fuck some other poor boy in the ass, and his ass is gonna hurt for a week. I like, if I was to get with him, I'd have to fuck him in the ass.
Well, duh.
Oh, it's a clit,
mm-hmm.
But it's like a micropenis.
Well, yeah, the sexual organs are pretty similar in actual structure.
So if I like suck on a clit, is it like sucking a penis?
Absolutely no idea.
Oh my God, I might be gay.
I don't care.
Now the penises are just getting bigger. This is horrible.
Well, yeah. Ew.
Just gay love. What? Are you saying ew on the gays?
I'm saying ew to the micro penises. They fucking look like baby carrots.
Shrink your clitty.
Ew.
Man, his fucking balls are just so goddamn wrinkly.
Ew.
I love the fact that you just sit here and be like, ew.
It's disgusting. What else do you want me to say? No. I don't even know what it is. I don't want to know what it is.
I think it's a micro penis, like, coming on another penis.
I'm not looking.
Trust me. Like, none of this has, like, what the fuck?
Have we moved on?
No, it's even better.
No, it's just a dildo up his ass.
Yeah, but he has a micro penis.
Yeah.
And he has a giant dildo, and I want that dildo now.
It's a nice dildo.
It is a nice dildo. Like, he has, like, fucking one fist wrapped firmly around it.
That's sad.
It in his ass, and there's still plenty of fucking to go.
That is so sad. Like, I don't know if I would actually... If you had a micro penis, would you want me to lick it?
Yes!
Okay. Then I would do that for you.
You know, like, that would be the last thing I would tell you. Like, there was a dude back in the day. I don't remember if he still even exists. But there was a dude that got breast implants on a dare.
Uh-huh.
Or on, like, a bed or something stupid like that.
Good on him.
What?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, like, his friend bet him, like something stupid, like $10,000 to get breast implants. He did it. And for every year that he keeps him in, he gets like another $10,000.
Nice.
But, you know, he got a girlfriend and he wouldn't hug her for the longest time. It's like, the fuck isn't this guy wanting to hug me? And then, you know, she found out about his breast implants and then, you know, they're fine. Like, comparing, like, go bra shopping together and, you know, other gay stuff.
Oh my God.
Bra shopping's like, fun.
What size did he even get?
They weren't that big. Like, they showed them on TV. They're like my tits. Like,
wait,
like,
you can show fake tits on TV?
You can show man tits on TV. But, you know, like this size. Like, he was like an in-shape dude, but, like, you know, to where, you know, it was like a B cup.
You are not a B cup. You wish. You're like a double A at best. Like, there's nothing.
Okay, so he was like bees, like where you notice him if you hugged him. Like, do you ever hug like chicks with fake tits? Have you ever hugged your sister, Courtney?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
like,
your sister has fake tits, right?
Yeah.
Sure, boobs. Yeah. They feel pretty, they can feel pretty real sometimes. So sometimes, like, when she first got them, like, you could definitely tell they were fake.
Yeah, no,
but
I
look at them longer, like, they don't look fake anymore.
Yeah, because they're sagging.
And, well, a lot of times people are doing, like, more silicone, so they are more, like, fluidy floppy like a boob, as opposed to being just something more pronounced.
Yeah, no, there's all these women out there that, you know, want to get fake tits, and it's for my gaming mat.
Oh, no, you didn't align it correctly.
I did.
Then why are the patterns alternating over here?
No, it's perfect. What is that sound?
What?
It sounds like water's draining on Courtney's end.
I don't hear that.
What?
Like water's going
water
down a sink.
Draining?
Yeah, like water going down a sink.
Babe, I don't hear that.
Now it's gone.
I think that was just your tinnitus for a hot sec.
No, it was not.
Was it that noise?
No. What? You gotta go pee?
Yes, I gotta go pee.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, it don't matter because, you know, we're already at the hour anyway. I love the fact that I don't have to, like, check when the hour is up. It's like she, like, runs out. I have to go pee. And it's like, okay, cool. Hour's up. But yeah.
Why?
I know. This is easily like one of the pornier episodes we've done in a long ass time.
Definitely.
But yeah, next episode is going to be done from the hotel. We'll figure it out. And you check me out on Instagram, Twitter. I don't fucking post anything there. But if you want to find it, my other podcast, I think I posted links there. Instagram or Twitter, one of them. Alex the Truck. So if you want to find that other shit, go there. I'm not actually going to fucking post the fucking... Just don't look for my other shit. Like, my other shit's way less tame. Like, I don't force Tron to look at, you know, micro penises ever. He wouldn't appreciate it the same way that Courtney does. Like, I'm still scrolling through, like, all the micro penises, too. I'm like, oh my god. What the fuck? Like, why is this in the search history? This isn't a micro penis. This is a girl sucking a normal sized dick. Fuck her. But yeah, check out my other podcasts, Argue This and Broker Boys. Right now with Broker Boys, I'm going through buying my fucking house. And I actually think the next episode might even be in the new house. If everything goes right, if everything goes fucking perfect across the board, next episode is going to be in the new house.
Yay!
Yeah, I mean...
Oh my goodness.
But that...
Dad, give me 1 second.
You gotta go?
No.
Okay. But yeah, thank you all for listening, and we will be back next week with whatever the fuck I decide. Hopefully I'll have something planned. I usually, like these past couple weeks, I've gotten to this episode, I'm like, oh shit, I have a podcast in 5 minutes. I'm like, fuck. What do I talk about? Yeah, no, like that's usually, that's like the past month. So, we'll see you next week.
Alrighty.
Bye.
See you guys. Bye.